The application of these techniques and ideas to the Jewish problem seemed like a rational continuation of eugenic theory in general. The Holocaust should not blind us to less significant but more directly relevant repercussions of the progressive era ideas that have escaped the light of scrutiny. The architects of the New Deal, the Fair Deal, and the Great Society all inherited and built upon the progressive welfare state, and they did this in explicit terms, citing such prominent race builders as Theodore Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson as their inspirations. Obviously, the deliberate racist intent in many of these policies was not shared by subsequent generations of liberals, but that didn't erase the racial content of the policies themselves. The Davis-Bacon Act still hurts low-wage blacks, for example. FDR's labor and agricultural policies threw millions of blacks out of work and off their land. The great migration of African Americans to northern cities was in no small part a result of the success of progressive policies. Black leaders didn't call the National Recovery Administration, or NRA, the Negro Runaround for nothing. In the previous chapter, I noted that liberals cling to the myth of the New Deal out of religious devotion to the idea of the all-caring God state. Something similar is at work in the liberal devotion to the Great Society. The rationales for the Great Society are almost always suffused with racial guilt and what could only be described as a religious faith in the state's redemptive power. In his book White Guilt, Shelby Steele tells of an encounter with a self-described architect of the Great Society. "Damn it, we saved this country," the man barked. "This country was about to blow up. There were riots everywhere. You can stand there now in hindsight and criticize, but we had to keep the country together, my friend." Moreover, added the LBJer, "you should have seen how grateful blacks were when these programs were rolled out." Well, the first claim is a falsehood, and the second is damning. While the Civil Rights Acts were obviously great successes, liberals hardly stopped at equality before the law. The Great Society's racial meddling, often under various other guises, yielded one setback after another. Crime soared because of the Great Society and the attitudes of which it partook. In 1960, the total number of murders was lower than it had been in 1930, 1940, and 1950, despite a population explosion. In the decade after the Great Society, the murder rate effectively doubled. Black-on-black crime soared in particular. Riots exploded on LBJ's watch, often with the subtle encouragement of Great Society liberals who rewarded such behavior.